This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey. A fire ripped through a packed Coptic Orthodox church during Sunday morning services near Egypt's capital, killing 41 worshipers, including at least 15 children, and injuring 16 others, VOA's Diane Roberts reports.
The church quickly filled with thick black smoke, and witnesses said several trapped congregants jumped from upper floors to escape. The fire blocked an entrance to the church, causing a stampede, they said. Emergency services said they later managed to put out the blaze in the church in the working-class neighborhood of Imbaba. In a statement, the Interior Ministry said a forensic examination showed that the fire began in the second-floor air conditioning as a result of an electrical malfunction. Diane Roberts, VOA News.
A delegation of U.S. lawmakers arrived in Taiwan on Sunday for a two-day trip during which they will meet President Tsai Ing-wen, the second high-level group to visit while there are military tensions between the self-ruled island and China. Beijing, which claims democratically governed Taiwan as its own territory, has conducted military drills around the island after U.S. House of Representatives Speaker Nancy Pelosi's visit to Taipei early in August. China has long claimed sovereignty over the island. Taiwan's government rejects China's claims and says the island's people should decide its future. The de facto U.S. embassy in Taipei said the delegation is being led by a senator who is accompanied by four House lawmakers on what is being described as a part of a larger visit to the Indo-Pacific region. Find more on our website, voanews.com. Or follow us on the VOA mobile app. This is VOA News. U.S. President Joe Biden on Sunday congratulated India on 75 years of independence and said the United States and India were indispensable partners that would continue to work together to address global challenges in the years ahead. India marks its 75th year of independence on Monday, celebrating the end of British colonial rule in 1947. Quote, the United States joins the people of India to honor its democratic journey, guided by Mahatma Gandhi's enduring message of truth and nonviolence, Biden said in a statement referring to the leader of India's independence movement. Biden also said his country's Indian-American community has made the United States a more innovative, inclusive, and stronger nation. Kenya's deputy president, William Ruto, has edged ahead in a tight presidential race, according to official results reported by Kenyan media on Sunday, as more riot police were deployed inside the National Election Tallying Center after scuffles and accusations by party agents. It underscores fraying tempers and high tensions within the National Counting Hall as the country waits for official results from last Tuesday's election. In the presidential race, official verified results report Ruto with 51% of the vote ahead of left-leaning opposition leader Raila Odinga, who has 48%. Global oil companies are posting huge profits, AP correspondent Lisa Dwyer reports.
Saudi energy company Aramco says its profits jumped 90% in the second quarter compared to the same time last year. That helped Aramco's half-year earnings to reach nearly $88 billion for the first half of the year. The increase is a boon for the kingdom and the crown prince's spending power as people around the world pay higher prices at the pump. Major oil companies had a strong quarter last quarter. ExxonMobil booked an unprecedented $17.85 billion in profit. Chevron made a record $11.62 billion, and Shell shattered its own profit record. Aramco says the profits were driven primarily by higher crude oil prices, volumes sold, and higher refining margins. Saudi Arabia's vast oil reserves are among the cheapest to produce in the world. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
Recapping our top story, a fire ripped through a packed Coptic Orthodox church during morning services near Egypt's capital, killing 41 worshipers, including at least 15 children, and injuring 16 others. The church quickly filled with thick black smoke Sunday, and witnesses said several trapped congregants jumped from upper floors to escape. Find more at voanews.com. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey.